from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Support for today's show comes from Manscaped, who's number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. You may have seen Manscaped on Shark Tank, and Men's Journal named their Lawnmower 2.0 as one of the best tools in men's grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. Coming up on today's show, we'll discuss the Giants' 9-5 loss to the A's yesterday. Some overarching issues for the Giants. Starting pitching is starting to unravel a little bit. This was a Tyler Beattie start, only made it through four innings, allowing four earned runs. Just a string of rough outings for him, and the starting rotation outside of Bumgarner and Samardzija has really struggled here lately. So we'll talk about that. We'll preview this road trip and kind of just look ahead to the rest of the season and how the Giants are going to be able to survive in the starting rotation specifically. With the loss, the Giants fell to 60-61, 20.5 games out in the National League West, and now 4.5 games back in the wild card race. So these games are big. The Giants could really bury themselves here with some poor play in the next couple of weeks. One of the teams the Giants are chasing is the Arizona Diamondbacks, who they start a series with today. They then play the Cubs, who are actually currently the number two wild card team. So this is a huge road trip for the Giants. Giants are right on the cusp there at 4.5 games back, where you start looking at, is it reasonable or not to even include them in the conversation for the postseason picture? They have played well on the road this season, 31-28, so they're going to need that to continue here on this upcoming road trip. Before yesterday's game, there was some important news. Pablo Sandoval was placed on the injured list. We talked about it yesterday, how that might happen. Having pain in his right elbow, loose bodies in the elbow. So we don't know exactly how long this is going to be for Sandoval, but it could be a lengthy stint on the injured list. In a corresponding move, though, Alex Dickerson was activated off the injured list. He was not in the starting lineup, a little bit surprisingly, against the right-handed pitcher Homer Bailey, but they probably just wanted to give him a day of rest after he made that rehab appearance the day prior. But then tonight, the Diamondbacks will throw a left-handed starter out there, so Dickerson probably won't be in there again today. That being said, he probably won't be in the starting lineup, but then as soon as the Diamondbacks go to a right-handed reliever, expect to see Alex Dickerson come off the bench and try to make an impact in the game. It's good to see him back. I mean, he was a total revelation when he got called up. He made a huge impact on the Giants, and they really have missed his left-handed bat in there against right-handed pitchers. Another piece of news is that Johnny Cueto is making a rehab appearance for San Jose tonight. So this will be his third rehab appearance, and he's inching closer to a return here, and their starting rotation definitely needs some help right now. But just quickly running through the game itself, Tyler Beattie allowed a solo homer to Matt Chapman in the top of the first. It wasn't a terrible pitch. It was a pitch on the outside edge of the plate, and Chapman just went with it and hit it to deep center field. Little bit of bad luck in the second inning. The pitcher, Homer Bailey, had a swinging bunt with two outs that ended up scoring a runner from third. But on the other side of the ball, Homer Bailey just dazzled the Giants through seven innings. He only allowed two hits, one walk, and had seven strikeouts. That lowered his ERA on the season to 5.22, so he has not had a very good year, but he has always dominated the Giants, and I'm not someone who thinks there's any legitimacy to that. Like, the Giants teams that he dominated in no way resemble this Giants team that was out there yesterday. Whatever it is, he had his old magic going that we've seen. He threw a no-hitter against the Giants several seasons ago. Dominated them in the postseason in 2012. He's just always pitched well against the Giants. Giants fans have seen the best of this guy, and it happened again yesterday. As I said, Beedy only ended up going 4 innings, 8 hits allowed, no walks, but definitely wasn't sharp with his command, and just another rough outing for him. Travis Bergen pitched and allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, and a homer. Yandel Gustave and Sam Coonrod had nice outings. For Gustave, I mean, he's just been rock solid since joining the Giants. Williams, Jerez, and Trevor Gott also allowed some runs in their appearances yesterday. The Giants were able to get to the A's bullpen in the bottom of the 8th. They got Joaquin Soria for 4 earned runs, capped by a Mike Yastrzemski homer, 3-run homer. Then Yusmeiro Petit came in to face Evan Longoria, and Longoria singled, and then Stephen Vogt doubled. So all of a sudden, the Giants bring the tying run to the plate. They entered the inning down 7-0. And that tying run is pinch hitter Alex Dickerson against a right-handed pitcher. So the Giants have one out, and Dickerson representing the tying run in a game that start in an inning that started 7-0. So even though they didn't pull this game out, that was an impressive little comeback there, and they had a real chance with Dickerson at the plate and Pillar up next. But as soon as Dickerson grounded out, which scored a run and made it 7-5, the A's did go to Liam Hendricks, their closer, who's been really dominant this season for the righty Kevin Pillar, and got him to strike out. So that was really it for the Giants. They allowed 2 runs in the top of the 9th, and that put the game out of reach. So, you know, 5 runs typically should be enough to win a game, but not when you're allowing 9 runs to score. So as I said, it's the pitching that really has kind of been an issue here. Generally on the season, I mean, the starting rotation on the season ranks worst in the National League. It's a little bit of an unfair thing to point out because a lot of that comes from guys who are no longer here in the form of Derek Holland, Drew Pomeranz. You know, Derek Rodriguez making starts has had a lot to do with that as well. But he will start today, so we think. I don't think it's been officially announced, but I believe he will start today. They're still to be determined on Saturday, a spot I think will go to Logan Webb. But anyway, we'll talk more about all of that in the second half of the show, kind of previewing what the Giants are going to try to do to stay afloat here. 1 game under .500, 4.5 games back in the wild card, with 1.5 months to go in the season. The new Locked On NFL is on fire. Last week, it was one of the most listened to NFL shows, with the expert analysis of former NFL scout Matt Williamson. And hosted by Brian Peacock, Locked On NFL is your daily national podcast on all things NFL with Matt's unique take on the game. Follow Locked On NFL now on your favorite podcast provider. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the Giants' starting rotation and kind of take a step back and look at how it has been on the season, how it has been in the last couple of months, and use that to kind of make some determinations about where they stand and what they can possibly do to stay afloat here as the season starts to wind down. So as I said earlier, the Giants on the season rank as the worst starting rotation in all of the National League. They still do rank ahead of the Orioles. I know there was an article written by Andy Baggerly in The Athletic talking about some number that shows the Giants are worse than the Orioles in the starting rotation. But everything I'm looking at, there's really no indication that the Giants would be worse than the Orioles in that regard. It's not even really close at all. I mean, the Orioles have been historically bad in the starting rotation. The Giants have been bad, but not that bad. But the Giants collectively have just 2.7 Fangraphs wins above replacement. And I mean, the numbers that they've put up that go into that calculation certainly do warrant being the worst in the National League. They're allowing 1.63 home runs per 9 innings, and, you know, with a below average strikeout rate and a below average walk rate. They have a 4.86 ERA with peripherals that do match at a 4.91 fielding independent pitching, 4.73 xFIP. Since June 21st, however, that's a date we use a lot on the show. It's the day Alex Dickerson debuted, and they started to play a lot better, I would say, as of that date. The rotation actually ranks middle of the pack. They're 15th in all of baseball by Fangraphs wins above replacement at 2.9. So yeah, their season total there is 2.7. And then since June 21st, it's 2.9. So that tells you a lot about the state of the rotation prior to June 21st. A lot of that is on the strength of Madison Bumgarner and Jeff Samardzija throwing so well in the last couple of months, and not really a testament to anybody else doing well for the Giants. I mean, Bumgarner and Samardzija have been really good since that point in time. I thought it would also be a good time to just kind of look back at the Giants' offense as a whole on the season and also since June 21st. Sometimes it just feels appropriate to take a step back and look at the state of the team from a numbers perspective. And on the season, the Giants' non-pitcher offense has ranked in the bottom third, certainly, of baseball, but not nearly as grim as it looked to start the season. There's six teams whose offensive players have performed worse than the Giants' offensive players. So we're talking about hitting, defense, and base running here. But then since June 21st, the Giants once again ranking middle of the pack, they're 14th in baseball in that regard. Offensively, they've been an above average offensive team, non-pitchers, since June 21st, hitting .269 with a .333 on base and .465 slugging. So that's pretty good. They're also doing it with a really low strikeout rate that's among the best in the game. They definitely have missed Alex Dickerson, and he should only help that number moving forward. But it is fair to point out that a lot of the players that led to those overall season numbers being low are no longer in the organization. So we kind of do need to look at smaller samples in order to quantify the current iteration of the Giants. That being said, as starting pitchers, only Madison Bumgarner, Jeff Samardzija, and Sean Anderson have posted positive wins above replacement on the season. Manez, Derek Rodriguez, Andy Suarez, Tyler Beede, Drew Pomeranz, Derek Holland have all posted negative Fangraphs wins above replacement. So they need some help, and I think that Johnny Cueto and Logan Webb are probably very much involved in the plans here. I said it at the time, but was a little bit surprised that the Giants did not make a trade for a starting pitcher at the trading deadline. They clearly needed some help. I just would assume that the asking price was just too much, and I don't fault them for that. I don't think they should overpay in any circumstances, really. But they did make that win now move with Scooter Gennett, so I was a little surprised we didn't see something similar for a starting pitcher. On the offensive side of things, I just want to point out, you know, Mike Yastrzemski hit another home run, and he has now been 13% above average by weighted runs created plus, hitting .267 with a .322 on base and a .513 slugging. The slugging number is what really stands out from that line, although the average and on base are perfectly acceptable. But he has put up 1.3 Fangraphs wins above replacement in only 68 games and 256 plate appearances. 13 home runs, only striking out 24% of the time, 5 defensive runs saved as an outfielder, all of that coming in right field, with just kind of positive defensive ratings across the board. Relative to other right fielders, he has been well above average, and I know he plays left as well. So as a corner outfielder, he's just been a positive contributor. He's been a positive contributor on the bases, and then obviously the bat being above average, he's just been a nice pickup for the San Francisco Giants. He and Dickerson, among several offensive bright spots that Farhan Zaidi has uncovered for the Giants this season. They do need a little bit more of that on the pitching end, but there is definitely some reason for optimism on the offensive side of the ball. So just great to see continued success for him, and we'll see if they can translate that same methodology to the starting rotation. They definitely need some help in that regard. So coming up tonight, the Giants will play the Diamondbacks in game one of a 4-game series. It'll be the lefty Alex Young on the mound for the Diamondbacks, Derek Rodriguez likely to make the start for the Giants. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspic. You can follow me on Twitter, @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.